midnight. She lived with us for nearly 18 years, the quiet cat, the only one we had who never sprayed outside the litter box or drank out of the sink or clawed the shears behind the curtains. Others got a bad or good cat. She just got her share of locks and cat treats, but remained, most times at least, below the radar, snuggling with a kid at night or sunning outside on the deck. The kids grew up. Our long-haired panther beast with yellow eyes grew old. She often hid in closets, under beds, or what the heck, behind the TV, any place unseen for napping undisturbed. She outlived all her peers, accepting newcomers who came to take each place, a quiet feline queen. In slow degrees, her health began to fall, kidney disease, her rear legs getting lame. One night she came, I thought, to say goodbye, staying the night with us up on the bed, though that was not her custom. Then she disappeared for 2-3 days, preferring just to lie beneath the bed, deep in the darkness, flat against the wall, not eating much. We feared this was her time to yield to fate and reason, and yet she didn't. Protests not availing, we hauled her out and took her to the vet and nursed her back to life another season. This she accepted gratefully. No wailing at shots of fluids twice a day to get her urine flowing, which we learned to give with sterile needles, tubes, and IV bags. The special diet, antiphosphate powder. A bond was forged from how she wished to live. Each room had special bedding, towels and rags laid out for her with care. Her voice got louder, or better noticed now, and called hello whenever we came in her field of view. At night, she scaled the bed and licked our faces till they were raw, and gently we laughed, "No." She liked when we forgot that bills were due and took her outside into sunny places. She'd been our kitten. Now she was an elder who nudged our palms to stroke her head and back or draped a paw on hand with purring charms. She best liked when we picked her up and held her as breath came harder, energy a lack. She died last night. I held her in my arms. I'm generally reserved, avoid what sounds dramatic, though my wife's a saintly nut for anything with feathers, fur, scales. I don't like maudlin odes for hunting hounds that help the writer blast things in the gut. But if there is a God who never fails to save what's beautiful from death and strife, I put it to you, which has more a soul? A creature grateful for a sip of water, showering affection for a day of life, or bored and jaded men out to control more land, more wives, more wealth. Godspeed, dear daughter.